This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When it talks about provision, I think it's more than just providing food on the table. When it talks about provision, I think it's more than just providing clothes for somebody to wear. You provide not only sustenance and nourishment physically, but there's something to be said that parents provide an atmosphere of love and a spiritual context for those children to grow up in. You know, the starved children in our country, the United States of America, are the children that grow up in homes and they're starved of any relationship with the God who made them. They're starved. They've got full bellies, but they're starved spiritually. They've got full stomachs, but they're starved spiritually. And that is a terrible fate to say, my children grew up in the greatest nation in the world, and they had great clothing, and they had good schools, and they played on a great soccer team, and they had plenty of food to eat. But they never knew the Lord. They never had a relationship with the God who made them and the God who provided for them in the first place. Let's give one more here. Number 8. You give honor and glory to the Lord by confessing sin in your life. Did you know the most spiritual thing that somebody could do today would be privately after this service to get alone and say, God, I confess my sin, and then name the sin. Do you know what it means to confess sin? It means to agree with God about your sin. I don't want you to confess to me. I don't even want you to confess to the person next to you. I want you to confess to the one you offended. All sin ultimately is against the Father. Remember that. Nobody sins just against people on this earth. All sin is against the Father. It's a wound against the Father. How do I know that? Let's bring up Joshua here. The passage in Joshua under number 8. Can we bring that up? I guess not. I'll read it to you. Joshua 7:17 says that Joshua said to Achan, give glory to the Lord and confess what you have done. Give glory to the Lord and confess what you have done. One of the most spiritual moments of bringing glory to God in your life is when you own a sin, you finally acknowledge it and say, I've denied it for 20 years, but today I own it. And I confess it to the Lord, and that brings glory and honor to the Lord. Many of you know that I am a history buff, particularly with World War II history. I've been reading about one particular company in the Army, 200 men, who were involved in one particular mission when D-Day began. The 200 men were given the job of knocking out 4 large German guns. I think they were called 88s. They landed, and that was their job assignment. That was their objective. And here's what one of the men said in a personal testimony I heard on CD. He said, our job, our objective, was not our survival. That wasn't our job. Our job was to knock out those 4 guns. And we were all familiar with the objective to this point, so that when the man next to us was killed, when the man on our left was wounded, we knew what the objective was. If we were killed or wounded, the guys next to us knew what the objective was. And I was so touched by his words saying, our objective wasn't to survive. Our objective was to take out those guns. What's my point? Your objective in life is not just to survive in this culture. Your objective is not to be successful, not to get a great education. Your ultimate objective, if you can believe this, is verse 31 that says, whatever you do, even by your eating and drinking, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's your objective. That's my objective. And you know what? You don't have to be in the ministry to complete the objective. You don't have to go in the mission field. You don't have to do this or that. Whatever means really whatever you do. Do all for the glory of God.
Well, folks, that's my prayer for you and for me, that everything we do will be for the glory of God. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.